Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Streaming live on the free Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up in an hour, John Schombe, one of the best ESPN baseball analysts, Chicago Cubs play-by-play guy. He'll join us to talk a little baseball. Mike Rizzo will join us coming up at 9. But yesterday, four of us were out at the Purple Heart Open.
Mm-hmm.
Purple Heart, great cause, great client
Love
of the
them.
Station. And
They're
for
awesome.
Years... in different variations, we've played in this Purple Heart Open. It'd been a few years for me, just based on schedule. But great time for a great cause. And I teased a budding rivalry. But I think that we played well. Our group, led by Valdez,
the
hitting
collective.
Bombs.
Yeah.
But everybody contributed.
Right.
A lot of people joning on Cakes' putt, but I know he drained at least one.
I drained one.
Cakes had a
pretty long one, 20-footer or something.
Yeah, 20-foot uphill, right to left, 30
putt.
Did you guys put that on social media? I think I might
I don't know
have
if we got video. I don't know if we got video of that one.
Oh, that one might cutting room.
Eventually stopped filming Cakes.
Yeah, one of my very few highlights.
You gave up on him?
Well, what are you going to do? These things happen sometimes.
Yeah.
By the way, when you guys were driving to 1757, you obviously took the toll road.
We did.
You took the toll road to 28.
Yeah.
When I was driving home yesterday, in the middle, I saw about a half mile up, I saw a car swerve. And then in the middle of the road was a ladder.
Oh, I definitely passed that too.
Did you see that?
I did, yeah.
Definitely.
It was a ladder, and it wasn't a small ladder. It was one of those big workers' ladders.
It was already like broken up into pieces.
And the years passed, I'd mocked like, oh, what a big deal. You run over a ladder in the road.
This thing was a big-ass ladder.
Pummel your car.
And I saw a car hit it, and I'm surprised that it didn't blow a tire. Yeah. But the ladder was probably, I don't know, 15 feet long. It covered two lanes.
Luckily, I had my Waze on. It's like object in road. It didn't say big ass ladder in the road, but like it's not that specific. But yeah, I passed it too. It was a little scary.
So it was still right in the middle of the road.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll say this about our group. We didn't win the tournament, but Mike Marr, one of the first things he said to me this morning is he goes, I won my battle against the sun. We were very sunblocked up.
Yeah.
I think he'd be proud of us because you had your skin cancer removed this week.
Yeah,
that was definitely.
I told him
front
at least once or twice during the round. I was like, you might need a little more on your legs here and there.
Reapplying.
Just friendly reminder,
right?
And he's good. He got through it.
And shout out Valdez for the bug spray that came in clutch.
Oh, I
and
bet you there were
everywhere.
Yeah.
The Zimmerman's.
It was like one or two holes where they were really
move.
Buggy, but otherwise it was fine.
I'd say this about Mike Marr: the energy,
never leaves.
Oh, yeah. He's all high energy.
He was getting after it. Met his mom. Very nice lady. She works at 1757. Met her afterwards. Mary Ellen. Mm-hmm. Very nice to meet Mary Ellen. Mike's first nine holes, and he would admit this, were much better than his last nine holes.
Oh, let's just say, of all
the was zins. He under the under
I don't know if it was because of the zins or whatever.
First of all, let's set this up. Mike Marr, he had an extra large surf side that somehow was in his golf bag.
Right. Okay,
so he started with that.
Right.
And then the Miller Lite bottles were flowing.
Yeah.
He was having a good time. I think his play deteriorated. It dovetailed with the alcohol consumption. But, I don't think there's any disputing that.
Well, of course. It's Mike's like a horse. He's an energy horse. You got to keep feeding the horse.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
You have
to. Got to keep the energy up.
I have to say, when I first saw, because I've seen all you guys, I've played golf with all you guys, but I haven't played golf with Marr. And I know Marr's basically a beginner at golf.
Right, he said he's never kept score after like the 10th or 11th hole.
Yeah, I mean, he's basically a beginner. And I know he just ordered a club online, like just randomly just ordered something. And I was like, oh, I want to see. I thought his swing was decent for a guy that's never really played.
Yeah, it's so funny, though. There was a hole-in-one hole
towards
the end. And it was one of these deals where you win a car, you get the hole-in-one, right?
Yeah.
And so Mike Marr's all hyped up.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm getting this car, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
He's like, I'm not looking to downgrade my car. And upgrade, baby.
I said, I bet you $20 you don't get it over. There was like just some bushes or whatever.
Some gunch in the front.
Some gunch like 50 yards up, and he didn't get it in the air.
I mean, Jay, he put unnecessary pressure.
Why would you put the hats on your whole guy?
I mean, come on.
Just have a little fun.
Right.
I think
if
every round of golf was just nine holes, I might win the Masters.
You're
through
the guy.
Through nine? Yeah, but, and then there's a big drop.
Not only
that.
Did Mike Marr bring energy, he also brought the smokes out on the course.
Oh, he
and
did.
And at first, like, he lit up a Marlboro light.
Did it tempt you?
He lit up a Marlboro light.
More
I want to say three or four holes in, and
he definitely smoked
by himself. And at first, I was like, "I'll pass. I haven't smoked a cigarette in a decade." And then, you know, Mike Marr's like, "He's like, I'm gonna have another one." I was like, "I'll join you. I'll break my cigarette fast."
Really?
And I had one, and you know what? It was pretty satisfying.
Oh my god!
Now, I'm not gonna say that I'm gonna start smoking all of a sudden.
What does that do for you?
I think it just gives you a little nicotine hit.
Here's nice little buzz.
Here's the combo. Golf. It's a triple combo.
Yeah.
Golf. Heater. Ice cold Miller Lite to wash it down. To like wash down the taste of it.
Right.
Because I don't love the taste of it, but just bringing it in and then chugging like a little bit of Miller Lite afterwards.
It's a nice little buzz. Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was a good combo.
When's the last time you had a cig? 10
probably
years?
Like maybe more. Wow. It's been a while.
I didn't partake. I felt like I was...
I had one. Almost had two.
Valdez had one. Like they had a bonding moment, the three of them. They even touched cigarettes together.
Yeah,
it was just a little creepy.
Just guys hanging out smoking cigs.
I love that. Hey, will you get back in? And dabble every once in a while.
Get back into smoking.
You
cigs?
Want him? You want to encourage him?
Yeah, just a social smoker.
Why do you want that?
Because I want cigarettes to come back. I'm a big fan of them.
Huh?
I feel like this.
Did you smoke any?
The seal.
Oh, you weren't there. That's right.
The seal has been broken. So, I mean, as a once-off, maybe here and
no,
there.
Stars,
sure.
Stars have to align for kids.
Right. It has to be like the. Yeah. It was yesterday was the right scenario to have one.
Of course,
it's fine.
Yeah, I can picture cakes like if. You know, you're kicking around an idea. Let's say we're in Dewey Beach or something.
Right.
And we got after it.
I mean, if I
and it's
Dewey,
like, you know, 1 a.m. and we're getting slices of za and drinking them.
Wasn't it?
I could see cakes having one
wasn't
then.
It years ago that Jared Allen, who used to play for the Vikings pass rush specials, like he would go hunting and he would have like one cigarette and then he'd go out and hunt. Like that was kind of his thing. So maybe that's my thing.
I'm just surprised.
One cigarette.
I'm just surprised you had one.
You're never on the course.
You know what? I smoked that thing down at a filter. I smoked it like Ron used to smoke cigarettes.
Jason, do you know what we shot?
No idea.
I think I know because Marr set the over under at 8.5 birdies, right? Did you guys finish at 9 under?
Finished 9 under.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
I think that's our Purple Heart record for the show.
What's the worst you guys have done? Haven't you guys been like 2 under?
I think we've had like a 2 under before.
Right.
that's not great.
Which is hard to. Yeah. I mean, that's a really low number.
But nice spot, 1757. Got to meet Mar's mom. Got some good food afterwards. But everything's on social media.
Right.
So a lot of people saw a lot of videos that Mar put up, did a great job on our Instagram. You can follow us on Instagram if you haven't, Sports Junkies Radio.
A lot of boozing, a lot of filming.
There's also just the group picture. That's it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thejunks.
Right.
And I'm not exactly sure where the comment was. Maybe it was even on Twitter. Toby Altheiser is going after Valdez.
Why? What's wrong with
There's
Toby?
A budding feud.
I don't know what got in. I don't know what got into Toby.
Yeah.
Like,
why is he attacking you?
Our listeners, I expect them to just be ruthless. And yeah. It comes with the territory.
Right.
Like, they're jerks. Or sometimes.
Yeah.
But I don't understand, like, Toby, me, we're all on the same team. Mm-hmm. Right? Right. So why is he chirping my putting? I don't understand what
he was chirping your putting.
Yeah, he's chirping my putting.
He's chirping Toby, does he have an athletic bone in his body? I mean,
dude, he I don't know, but that 5'2" hobbit should not be chirping my putting.
It's a putt you made.
I play golf with a lot of people. Valdez is an excellent putter. An excellent putter.
He's a good putter, and he's good at reading the greens too. Yeah.
I don't know what he's doing. Maybe he's like he wants to jump on the pile.
Is an AD grab?
I don't know.
Is he a socially awkward person?
He's a nice guy. I've never been nicer to Toby ever, and I consider myself, especially at this golf or at this radio station, the golf ambassador. I've never been more positive towards people who are trying to play.
Right.
I never joan on anyone's game around here.
My putting, but it's deserving.
I know. Well, you do it too.
Yeah,
but he's a big time positive reinforcer. I can't tell you how many times Cakes would take a practice swing and he'd go, "It's a great swing, Cakes."
and then I would hit the ball. And I would chunk it into the water.
Golf is a hard sport. Yeah. So and especially people that
it's such a hard sport
that are trying to get better and are picking it up or you know just play recreationally. Like I do is try be positive and encourage them.
Yeah.
But that roly poly chirping my putting out of nowhere.
What did he say?
Here's a tweet. So it was a video of Valdez sinking a putt, looked like a 5 footer or so, and Toby, who has a Bible verse in his Twitter bio, all right, supposedly a nice guy.
A man of God.
Man of God says, "What's the point of a putting mat in the producer studio if that's what Valdez's putting stroke looks like? LOL, crying, laughing emoji."
So, all right, so I think he's trying to be funny, obviously, right? But I don't understand. Can I see the video in question?
Here you go.
Yeah. Let me see the video.
But I also, I think Toby,
it was a 3'11" putt because it was on whatever the closest to pin. Yeah. So we actually had measured it because we actually were fairly close to the pin at that time. I guess we were the leader of the clubhouse. I guess 3'11" didn't win.
I mean, he only just perfectly.
It's right in the middle.
Executed. Yeah. A little right to left.
I think it's because he didn't hold the putt.
I don't know.
You know how like you're supposed to theoretically hold your putter. Hold the finish.
But Eric, he doubled down. He's replying to comments of his comment.
Yeah.
And I don't know what he's doing. We talk golf all the time too.
He probably just wants a reaction from you.
Well, like, he's getting one.
That's exactly what
he's doing. Did you challenge him?
I challenged him.
He just said $100 a hole.
I said, we'll go out to Hidden Creek and we'll play $100 a hole, Toby.
You can take it to the cleaners.
Does he even play?
I think he does.
Oh. What if he's down low? Seriously,
he could. I have no idea.
What if he's down low? He's scratch.
He could be. But here's what I don't do. I don't initiate and judge a book by its cover.
Right.
And I would always be encouraging to Toby. If he asked me to go play golf with him, like some weekend, you say, "Hey, Matt, I want to go play with you out at Hidden Creek." I would try and find in time in my day to do it.
Right.
But he's being a jerk.
You're bitter.
I am bitter because I like golf.
You got
to never, and I would never do this to a friend.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I always hate it when people like that we work with troll us on air and on Twitter and social media. It always makes me crazy.
Why put my foot down?
Yeah.
Humpty Dumpty shouldn't say that.
Oh, man, it's going to be awkward in here. It's going to be awkward.
I'm about to call him.
Oh, you are?
I never see Toby. So, I mean, the only time I
see him all the time. I've never been nicer to him.
Yeah, and I've only been nice to him. Is he a known antagonist? Is he,
I don't think so.
Like, listen, God bless him.
Character.
I like Linnell, but Linnell sometimes antagonizes people. Yeah. Like, that's kind of like his shtick.
This would be a Jeff Walker tweet. Jeff Walker likes to annoy people.
But at least you know Jeff. Yeah. He's like a goofy guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
This does seem out of character for Toby. I mean, I've met Toby a handful of times. Always seemed nice, like cordial with him.
Right.
What is the psychology behind it?
I think he just wanted a reaction. He wanted us to talk about it.
I think that's what he's getting. I think he did it in the spirit of fun, but didn't realize the reaction it would elicit.
Right.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Maybe
he doesn't know Matt well enough.
I don't know.
All right, we're going to try and track down Toby, but there is a budding feud here at 106.7 The Fan, all based on a video of Valdez's putt, which he actually drained.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of the cup. Now, it's almost a gimme, but still.
That's a break to it.
Yeah.
That's a break to it. A lot of guys have missed that.
He's grilling Valdez's.
A lot of guys have missed that.
I would miss it.
I'd probably miss that 50% of the time.
I'd miss it 80% of the time.
That's enough breaking it that I wouldn't bet on myself.
Yeah. So we're going to try and track down Toby and find more of it. Talking about our Purple Heart Open next here on the Junkies.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.